in Lightship, and tonight is Friday night, and we're going to have some wonderful healings transpire during this show here. So just everybody sit back and relax. We'll have the light beam get energized on your monitor screen. Just heard the tail end of the Big D zone. And, yeah, it was pretty interesting. Very nice show. I don't know what the beginning was like, but he was saying about don't let the devil come in. Steal your soul, basically, which is very nice. Don't connect with those negative energies. On the Lightship interpretation, we don't use the word devil. It's just the energies around us. And the devil would actually be the mind control energies, collective consciousness, and thought energies that people project out to other people. So that's kind of very similar. So it sounded like maybe his teaching was Christian-based, although I don't know, but it sounded a little bit like that, which is very good. So I'd like to commend them for doing what they're doing. Great. So we're going to put Sylvia on. We'll see if she's out there in cyberspace. But first we'll bring up the light beam here, and we'll energize that. So if you're new to the program, scroll down on Creation Lightship Healing, click on it, and then scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar, and you're going to see a light beam picture appear. And this light beam was actually physically seen when we had one of our four-hour ascension preparation calls, which we have once a month. The one coming up here is on September 20th, and the person was a seer, and she was drawing this real time as she was on the light ship. So that's where the picture came from. So it's very beautiful. And watch the rays around her as we energize her now. And this is one of the female light beams. And you can watch her eyes. She'll start to look at you. She's kind of smiling right now. You can actually feel the, if I were to use the word, emotional energy a little bit, as the photograph does change. And it will become probably more three-dimensional to you. And for my monitor right now, she is very floating around here a little bit. I can see the background becoming more distant, her face coming forward. And she's very happy to be with you tonight and with us tonight for healing. So we'll be using her energy for the healings on this show. So, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Hi, I'm here. Welcome, everyone. And it's Friday night. It's great to be with you. And it's always wonderful when the light being gets activated. I'm sure you all experience the beautiful, pure love energy that comes through there. And it's so beautiful to also watch as the color rays and so on change on your monitor screen. And if we have anyone that's listening that is able to see those changes and would like to share anything that they've seen, it's always fun to hear those comments on the fast chat. So if you're new to the program, what you can do is just go on to the Creation Lightship page from the BBS Friday night schedule, which is on Station 2. And then you'll scroll down just below that beautiful light being picture. You'll see a link for BBS Fast Chat, and just click on that. And then you'll see a window pop up, and you can have the window and the light being up at the same time. And you just go ahead and type in your message, and then we'll interact with you during the hour that way. So we look forward to having you. I see there's a nice group of people on the fast chat so far, and we hope everyone that's listening gets on there too. It's just a lot of fun to talk with everyone that way. And what would you like to do to get started tonight, Ron?
Boy, let's see here. There's so much. Do you have any suggestions, Sylvia? I can do quite a bit. I don't know.
Well, let's see. You know, we like to kind of get everyone heart-centered in the beginning of the program and kind of get everyone in the present moment. So why don't we just go ahead with that type of thing?
Okay, so let's first bring everybody into the present moment. Remember, our consciousness can go in the moment here naturally, and it can go, you know, into the past, where we think about things from the past, and it can also go into the future. So what we're going to do is bring us from the future, first of all, and go to that future point, wherever our thoughts are, and bring us back to this present moment. So we'll just go from 10 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now we're going to go from the past and bring us into this present moment. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So let's see. I guess since we are on Friday night and this is kind of a new thing for us, relatively new to be on station two. Hopefully my sound is better there. Sorry about that clicking sound. Anyway, in case we have new people on from the previous show, let's just talk a little bit about what the light ship is and how these healings work.
Okay.
So Ron, over to you.
Is what Jesus used 2,000 years ago. And in his terminology back then, he used the word Father. So if you come from a Christian-based belief system and you're listening just to see what this show is about, take your Bible and where it says Father, put the word creation lightship there. And that would be how it would be talked about today. And the creation lightship is what created the light frequency, which you're made of, your spirit. So everything created in the light was created by the creation lightship. The lightship never created the darkness. So that's one of the misnomers that are taught here, and that most people believe that they must experience a negative effect so they can feel how much better it is to be in the positive. And that's like the thing of no pain, no gain, okay? And so I have people who talk to me and mention that to me off and on. They go, well, yeah, what do you mean the light never created darkness? How are you going to have a reflection from yourself to know where you are? And I say, well, that's not the way love energy works. Love energy never causes physical harm, and everything that is non-light is for basically the frequency of, in a sense, death. So light is for living, and everything other than that is to separate you from spiritual truth, your divinity inside of yourself. And when you do that, then you're running an energy that is going to take you into the path of basically physical body destruction. And this is why we die young. If you notice, there are cultures that live to be over our current ages here. And I believe the Bible talks about hundreds of years in there. And that's because they probably were not in judgment. And the judgment is separation from spiritual truth. So this is where we want to come to, is to be able to be in non-judgment. So getting back to Jesus, this program's main philosophy is what Jesus taught. And he got all of his information from the creation lightship, where he resides and where he came from. In the Bible, somewhere it's just something like he said he's not of this world. And so that could be talked about as he was an alien, an extraterrestrial, which would be true in the main concept of that, because anything that is extraterrestrial versus terrestrial means that it's not from the Earth plane. So in one sense, you can call him an extraterrestrial, although the word extraterrestrial has also sometimes negative connotations, because people think of are third dimensional and maybe even higher than that, extraterrestrials that do negative things to us. And I won't get into that too much, but they're all kind of all lumped together as far as the same word heading there, which is extraterrestrial. The difference with the creation lightship, that the creation lightship did create all of the extraterrestrial races, just like they created us here. And whether or not those races are in the light is up to them, or those individual beings of different races. Remember, it's all free choice. So everything can be corrupted, just like people on this planet can be corrupted and not running full light energy. And so what this show is about is to help you to run more of your spirit energy, which is pure light, which is what the creation lightship created you to be fully conscious of that, and that is going inside your heart center and expanding your spirit energy out into every cell of your body. And when it does that, then you become a light body. And this is what Jesus' teachings were. So Jesus taught to have you come fully present into your body with your spirit for the ascension process, which happened 2,000 years ago. So this show is no different. If Jesus were to come down physically here, he would be telling you the same thing that I am telling you, which is not pray to the God energy outside of yourself that was created by the negative extraterrestrials, the ones that were not fully conscious 100% of the light, or the ones that maybe got involved with the darkness, in which people here get involved with the same type of energies, not knowing the difference. So basically, what you want to do is to come back into the light. This is why our bodies are corruptible at this time, and why we have physical illnesses and diseases is because we are running energy in the body, which is non-light. It's the darkness energy, and this darkness energy is in our genetic codings from the thoughts of our ancestors being separated from the spiritual truth, which is non-judgment and or pure divine love energy. So we're here to help you get more into your body with your spirit. This is what this program is all about, so you can have a much better life here and to live in the now. This is why we brought you into the now initially in the beginning of this program, so you can be in the now and then be with your spirit. You're not with your spirit when you're in the future or in the past, and you don't want to go into your head because that's mind energy, and also mind energy is mind control energy, and you're being definitely controlled here on this planet by these external forces that are outside the planet, and very possibly ones that are here that took on and was taught their technologies. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so I think the best way to kind of get more light and more love within us is by experiencing it. You know, we can talk about it just so much, but when you have the experience of it, even one time of having that full spirit energy present in you and feeling the love of the divine within you, then once you have that experience, you just want to keep having that experience, and it just grows and grows and grows. So we have some great requests on the fast chat for some divine energies, so maybe we can just shift gears a little bit here from talking to actually experiencing some energies for a few minutes. And let's see, we have one request for the 12 source energies, so maybe that would be a great place to start.
Okay, so I normally do an entity clearing with people at first, but once these energies come into your room, those entities that are attached to you are gone. So here we go. We'll bring in divine source energy number one. I'll just put some music on here, and here comes number one. I'll count to 10 as it comes in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just experience this energy. You're going to be in your heart center automatically right now. Divine source energy number 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. let's bring in divine source energy number 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Divine source energy number 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Divine source energy number 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. In your heart, just feel these wonderful energies. They created you. Divine source energy number 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. divine source energy number 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Divine source energy number 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Divine source energy number 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Divine source energy number 11, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Thank you. number 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Sylvia, we'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, great. Well, that was wonderful. Thank you so much, and thank you to those who suggested that on the fast chat to bring those energies in. So let's talk a little bit, Ron, about having a person's spirit energy integrated in their body, like you talked about at the beginning of the hour, about turning the body into a light body. And, you know, in a lot of different teachings and practices, sometimes people are actually taught to kind of go out of their body, or they just maybe don't know that they can invoke or bring in their spirit energy into their body, and how much more wonderful they would feel going through life having their spirit walking with them instead of being separated or having that energy diluted. So I think you've mentioned before that a lot of people on Earth right now are only typically about 20% in their bodies. Can you talk about that and how people can get their spirit energy fully present?
Sure. The easiest way to know if you're out of your body or not is to pinch yourself. And if you pinch yourself and you somehow become more awakened, then you know that you're out of your body. That's the easiest way. And what happens is, and the reason why you come back into your body is because your spirit is only with you to help protect your body. So when you start causing your body a little bit of pain, your pain threshold, we'll say, starts to go up a little bit as you pinch yourself, your spirit then has to come back to you to see what the heck's happening in order to hopefully try to guide you. Most people aren't aware of having their spirit with them, but it still is on the job, and it comes back to you. So if all of a sudden you kind of wake up and you go, wow, what, you know, I feel a little different, well, that's because you're out of your body. When you daydream, you're out of your body. You know, then you're going somewhere, maybe the astral plane or something. Remember, when you're out of your body, then who's at home to protect your physical body? Nothing. Now, what is home with you may be the entity. So when you leave, then naturally all the entities inside of you say, man, let's have this party, man. We're going to bring in all of our friends. And wherever your spirit is not, then it takes up that space. And this is why people have glossed over eyes. So you want to always be with your body. This is very, very important. I'll answer a question that Ed had a little bit earlier on the fast chat. He had something about... how do you tell a child, I believe, maybe to pray or how to pray for someone or something like that, okay?
So I think the question was what to do, like if you have a child that asks you to pray for them, what would you tell them?
Well,
I can't get back all the way to that question on the fast chat, but I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
Okay, I'm going to read you something out of the dictionary here, okay? So there's two different types of praise, okay? One is P-R-E-Y, and one is P-R-A-Y. So we'll first do the P-R-A-Y, and I'm just going to read this to you here. Originally, to beseech, to entreat, to implore, and that's basically one of them here. The other one is to bring about, to get, and... So that's what kind of praying is, you know, asking outside of yourself for something, okay? To beseech is kind of interesting, okay? Now, the other word with the E in it, okay? Remember, the words mean the same thing. They're spelled differently. Remember, your vibration of a word is the same. So the other one is a person or thing that falls victim to someone or something. Interesting. Okay? To hunt or kill an animal for food. And there's other, you know, meanings in here too. So basically, what it sounds like when you use the word prey, you are actually asking something outside of yourself, which is what you're directing your energy to actually harm them. So you can look upon this yourself and think about that. Remember, this show is where you connect the dots, like the song of Jethro Tull, Thick as a Brick. I can make you feel, but I cannot make you think. So what happens is I would not recommend anybody to pray for anyone else because you're more than likely using mind energy. And the mind energy is from the God plane. These are the extraterrestrial energies that are here causing you harm and put us into duality. So switching back now, how do you pray? Well, what you would like to do is not really pray, but you want to go into your heart center and then have your spirit connect to someone else's spirit where there will be no harm done at all. Remember, you're not a victim. You're not trying to kill anybody, just like the word pray means, okay? You actually have your spirit with love energy go to instill upon it the spiritual essence of the divine. Now, the energy in your heart center is no different than anybody else's energy in their heart center, except your spirit was created at a different time, so it'll have a different frequency. But basically, the spirit energy in everyone on this planet is the same. It's all created by the creation light ship, and it is pure source energy. And that energy is only love energy. So what happens is, somebody who is low on love will say, if you're higher in love energy, maybe more conscious, maybe your spirit is able to act more fully because you're able to connect more to the divine energies. Remember, the energies in your body, the blockages that you have around you are affecting you to become a light body. So the ideal situation would be to have somebody with their complete light body walk into someone else and give them a healing. Then you have all your horsepower. You have everything with you, we'll say. So if you're 100% on your body, you should be able to do healings very easily using the heart energy because at that particular time, since your body is your sacred body temple, it is able to hold more spiritual horsepower, more energy, because you have the conduit very large, okay? Now, someone who has a real small conduit can only do so much healing work. This is why I tell people, if you're only 20% in your body, the most you're ever going to expect from the divine to help you is 20%, because that's all you can bring to yourself, because you gave up and abandoned the other 80%. Through the consciousness of mind. Remember, you're either in the heart, in heart energy, or you're in the mind energy, which is the darkness. So hopefully, I hope that answered that question. If not, Ed, you can come back on again. Is that perfectly clear to you, Sylvia?
Yeah, I think we could sum that up, you know, by saying that when you have your full spirit energy present, you're just in that pure divine love energy, and you're heart-centered, and the heart energy has never and cannot ever hurt anyone. So whatever we're doing, we should be doing from there and not the mind energy. Did I pretty much sum that up the way you would say it, Ron?
Yeah, I would say so. And the religions want you to use mind energy because that's what they choose to teach you. And unfortunately, they don't always talk about the love energy. I imagine there are some teachings out there that do. But typically, what they're doing is when you go to a church, they're connecting you to the negative ETs in the God plane energy, in duality, because this is what they talk about. If you go into any Christian church, for instance, what's going to happen? They're going to talk about the duality of the devil and God and almost all the services deal with that energy and duality. And that brings you right into the doorstep and into the energy of the negativity from these extraterrestrial races. And that's where they wish to keep you, always in duality. So this is why churches and why if Jesus came back right now, and he were to go into any church that practiced under his name of Christianity, which he didn't invent, but that's what they're using, because they all talk about Jesus typically, he would say, why are you praying to idols, to false gods outside of yourself? I told you when I was here that I did not want you to do this because you're going to be connected to the dark side. This is why he came to do the ascension, to get you out of that mindset of connecting to a source outside of yourself. So this is the whole teachings of this program, kind of wrapping that up, and that's what it's all about, is to connect to the divinity inside of yourself. And this is why you want to become more powerful with your spirit and talk to it and walk with it with you, to fully have your body connect to it, because this is who you are. You know, inside of yourself, your own divinity is with you. It's never outside of yourself. You don't have to find it. It's connected upon your birth during that divine spark of the sperm and the egg. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we have a request. I believe it's from Mila for the M and M and M energy, which would be Archangel Michael, Melchizedek, and Metatron, which are just beautiful divine energies, and would be wonderful if we bring those in through the light being.
Sure, that can be very nice. So here comes the first M. We'll bring in Melchizedek, and here he comes. Next we'll bring in Archangel Michael, and you can watch the frequencies change a little bit through the light being here. And there we go, and Metatron. Okay, how's that feel, Sylvia?
Feels wonderful. So maybe we can just put a little music on and let each person just be heart-centered with these divine energies right now. Go within, ask for guidance and healing.
Hey, here we go. Back to you, Sylvia.
okay. You know, we had a really nice comment from Kyle a little bit ago about how he feels like there's light and heart connection happening now in his head instead of mind energy. So I thought you could talk about that experience for people that are, you know, doing work to become heart-centered and to expand their spirit energy in their whole body. Can that heart energy kind of encompass the whole mind, in a
yes,
sense?
Yes, it can, yeah. So Kyle has been fortunate enough to have previous sessions with me, and the sessions that we do is to eliminate the densities out of your body so you can become more spirit. And like I tell people, the first clearing to have is the emotional clearing. And this actually is three clearings in one. It clears your emotional traumas out of your body, which was imprinted by the emotional body. And then it also clears it out of your spirit. So this healing is a very profound healing. And this is where you start with to regain your spiritual identity. Otherwise, you keep recycling the judgments in the past, you know, in your life over and over and over again. So he's had a different clearings, a lot of clearings, plus he's been on this DBS program for quite a while. And so what's happening with him, which may be happening to you also, is that as you connect more to your spirit, you're going to find that your heart's going to start to expand out. You may not actually feel your heart center leaving your chest cavity, but at some point you will actually feel it encompassing your head, which means that your heart has taken over your mental thoughts. And so that's probably what he's experiencing. He's actually feeling the divine energy, his spirit, in his thoughts, and it now has moved up to his head, which is very, very nice. And it's probably going down into the lower chakras too. So he's starting to actually develop a light body of his spirit integrating with the cellular structure of his body. So that's very nice, Kyle, that you're feeling that. That's wonderful. And so I will say another comment here. Ed asked, more words if the child knows none of this. Well, the child, if it is a child, doesn't know about the mentalness of the God plan or anything else. And if it hasn't been to church, it's far better off than somebody who's been indoctrinated. So if the child, you know, is a regular standard child, any race, they know about love energy, and they probably haven't had the spirit energy beaten out of them, so they will automatically work with their heart energy and send love from their heart to help someone in a healing crisis. And this is how what they normally do naturally. This is why babies have such a radiance around them. So hopefully that answered your question, Ed. Children know more than we do, and as we get older, we, you know, try to get back to the innocence of being a child, because we found out or finally realized that superficial things around us, events around us, things that we purchase and buy are not satisfying us, and then we're looking for something outside of ourselves than what we're buying, and it's really with us, but we haven't been able to connect fully, so we need to start looking, and all you have to do is look inside of yourself, and this is what this program is about, is to connect you more to your own divinity. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we have some nice comments on the fast chat. One from A, who saw when the light being, when you were bringing in the source energies through the light being, who saw some different things, so that's great. And from Butterfly, saying that the energies are very relaxing after a stressful day, so that's wonderful. So let's bring in another energy from the light ship. I believe we had a request for the energy of rose quartz,
okay,
the pink
little
rose quartz, I believe.
Yeah, okay, we can do that. So everything on this planet is on the light ship with its spiritual blueprint. And so what happens is, as we connect to what we think is physical here, or talk about a particular type of energy or physical object, which a crystal would be, a mineral object, we can bring in the spiritual blueprint of that from the light ship. And so it may actually resonate different than what it's doing here physically on this planet. So we're going to bring in the original divine spiritual blueprint of rose quartz. And I'll probably bring it in, if you wish, through the lightship insignia. Although if you don't have it up on your screen, you can also watch the light beam. The lightship insignia, just scroll down a little bit further and it'll pop up here. So here we go. And this energy is going to come in. I'll count the 10 as it comes in, then I'll put some music on. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and it's with you right now. And what we can do is increase it here. So here we go. You should start to feel it. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Here we go. And rose quartz, if you're not familiar with it, is a very gentle energy, very nurturing, very loving. If you wish to actually feel that energy in your hand, I would like you all to pick up something around you. It doesn't matter what it is, because you may not have rose quartz nearby. If you want to pick up a pencil or just anything around, I'll count to 10. It will energize that item with the frequency of rose quartz from the creation light ship. Here it comes. I'll count to 10 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here we go. Now it's being energized. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. There you go. We're going to bring in peace energy since today is Friday. And tomorrow is our special night, which is Saturday night live on the light ship. And we're back over to Station 1, and it's 9 o'clock PST. So here comes the peace energy. It's coming in. Sit back and relax. And allow either the light ship insignia or the light beam to transfer the energy to you. These are the energies to be the conduit to bring it down here to the physical. Okay, Sylvia, so I'll turn her back over to you.
Okay, well, that was wonderful. We have a couple of comments on the fast chat. People really felt that beautiful rose quartz in their heart chakra, so that's great. very, very loving, gentle energy. Really beautiful. So we actually only have about 2 minutes left for tonight. So I thought we could just take a moment to mention a very special event that's coming up. I believe it's the 20th. Is that correct, Ron?
Yes, the 20th. Correct.
20th, Saturday, which would be Saturday, the 20th of this month. And it's the special four-hour Ascension Preparation conference call where you actually get to spend 4 hours on the light ship for healing. And not just physical healing, it also is very much about the Ascension Preparation that the light beings do with us. So would you like to say a few words about that, Ron?
Well, it's basically what Jesus taught here in some of the healings that were performed with people when he walked the earth 2,000 years ago. So if you believe that Jesus was here, and if you believe that he came for the ascension process, then by all means, get on board and have the experience that the people who walked the earth here had 2,000 years ago. This is basically why the lightship is here now, to facilitate these special healings for everybody. And it's only intended for the very few who fully want to do the ascension. And this is just the way it is. So if you're on board and you want to expand your spiritual consciousness and to help your body do the ascension, remember, nothing can help your body but you. And how much do you love your body? So that's the choice that you have to make. And the lightship has no judgment, so it's up to you whether you choose to live a more spiritual life and to be connected to your spirit, which is the divine energy. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I'll just say good night to everyone. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow at 9 p.m. Pacific for going to the lightship. And until then, stay heart-centered and have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night.
Good night, everybody, and the peace energy will be with you for a while here, probably about 15 minutes. So just sit back and relax and enjoy this wonderful energy. Blessings to all of you.